systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And that was the best fucking intro ever. Thank you so much for listening. This is episode 22 of the Jam Hole. Motherfuck yeah.
Jam this motherfucker! Jam this motherfucker!
Nice. Oh, that's my new favorite thing to say.
It's our new trademark.
Yeah, that's it. The Jam Hole.
Jam this motherfucker!
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. Today is Friday. And Sean is not with us. We waited for a while. We called him, and apparently
still not here.
No, his phone doesn't work. So
His car finally broke down. Yeah. Like he was talking about.
He's probably like walking here somewhere, like on Highway 2, just trying not to get hit by cars and shit.
I don't think so. He'd probably just sit at home.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't think he'd go that far to get here.
So instead of Sean being here, we decided to take it upon ourselves to make up for the lack of another person.
Yeah.
So we both took a drive around a few blocks and got completely obliterated. So if this show sucks, sorry. It's the weed's fault. I was outside smoking a cigarette just now, waiting for Sean to show up, which he still hasn't.
Nope.
I was looking up at the stars and shit, because it's been really clear, and it was, you know,
it's
really super
nice
today. Finally, the first day of fucking sunshine we've gotten. And I saw a fucking satellite in the sky. Have you ever seen that shit?
Yeah, I see those all the time.
I saw it. If you don't know what it is, if you look up in the sky, you'll see, like, a star, but it's moving.
Yeah.
But it's, like,
pretty fast.
Yeah. For how far and how small it is,
it's moving pretty fast.
Hauling some ass.
It's, like, faster than an airplane would be if you saw it. Way faster.
Oh, for sure. But it's tiny. It looks just like a star.
You think that's a star, and you're like, wait, it's hauling ass.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What is that?
That star's tearing ass around the sky there. Freaking awesome. Yes. But it got me thinking. I was like, if we can see those things, like, with our naked eyes.
Right.
My eye was totally naked. I was touching it. But can you imagine what it can see? Like, because it's, you know,
well,
it's
everything.
Basically...
Look at Google Earth.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's what I was thinking. It's like, is that the one that's, like, updating the pictures for this section of Montana or something like that? And it's like...
Or it could be satellite radio or cell phones or
usually don't see those, I don't think.
I don't know.
You always, once it hits spring and shit and it clears up, you always start to see them. But in the winter, when it's clear out, you don't see them at all. It's like they're on... the other side of the earth.
Well, it's just because you can't see the sky as much in the winter.
What?
Yeah, because it's always cloudy.
You can still see as much of the sky. Well, I'm saying when it's clear out in the winter, you don't see them still.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think
you're seeing. It's just because you're not outside as much because it's cold.
Oh, that, yeah. Good point. But it got me thinking, like, is this why a lot of the conspiracy theorists are, like, such fucking whacked out freaks about
they see
it?
Those.
Like, yeah, they see that shit and they're like,
UFO! That's what I'm talking about! That's the whole reason this whole system's fucked!
That it's like, no, dude. It's a satellite. It's the whole reason why your phone works.
Yeah. I met this one guy, actually, who was, like, really freaked out about it. Like,
here?
Yeah, he lived in Whitefish.
Do you think we could interview him?
He doesn't live here anymore.
Oh.
But, I don't know, he was all out. We were out eating lunch one day, and he was like, dude, have you seen the satellites? And I'm like,
what?
Yeah, like, yeah. He's
like Dish Network?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, in the sky.
Yeah, I know.
But, and he was all that freaking was out joke. About it. He thought it was, like, something really weird that, like,
like,
no
they're
one
watching
knew.
Me, man.
Yeah, like, no one knew about it or anything. It's like, dude, I see those all the time.
People like that are weird.
Yeah.
But that kind of leads me to my next thing I just made up just now.
Oh, yeah?
chemtrails. Have you seen those around here?
Not really. I've heard about it.
Do you know what
they
are?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if for our ignorant listeners that may or may not be listening, yeah, let me break this down for you. Basically, an airplane flies back and forth spraying this white shit, and it looks like clouds. And call me crazy, but they only do it when it's nice and clear out.
Yep.
And then usually like an hour or 2 hours afterwards, it gets cloudy, like all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's like they're totally manipulating the weather.
Yeah, they are.
And that seems kind of fucked.
Yeah,
to me,
that's pretty,
you know,
fucking scary.
It's like the weather is probably the way it is for a reason, yeah. I think.
Well,
whatever.
Which is why global warming is fucking it up so much.
Right, so, okay.
Yeah.
Good point. Let's see.
Because, you know, it changes, like, 1 degree one way, like, completely fucks
it. Right, like,
up.
All the ice shelves and shit that are melting. They said, like, they're melting so fast now. Like, did you see, it was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was this picture on the news.
Yeah, I don't think
website.
I saw it, though.
Oh, it shows this huge fucking section of a shelf, like, just collapsing in the water, pretty much. And it's just amazing, like, how much landmass and how long that shit's been there for.
Yeah.
And now it's just fucking poosh.
I think they say that the rate that the temperature's going up, like, places like Florida and stuff like that will lose like 100 feet of land like every year.
Florida? Oh, because the water rises more?
Because the water's rising?
Right.
Yeah. It's like 100 feet a year. That's a lot of space to just go away.
But hey, at least it's Florida.
Yeah, at least it's
That's
Florida.
That's all I got to say. Who gives a fuck about Florida?
Speaking of Florida.
Yeah, that is our most fucked up state.
It is.
So I was driving down my road, and you've been up there. You know that long road. It's about a 3-mile long road, and there's a huge, long fucking straightaway, and then it goes into some S-curves.
It's a pretty sweet road, actually.
Yeah, it is totally sweet. But the shitty thing about it is the posted speed limit there is 35.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I know what you're about to say.
I try to, like, at least double it. At least.
Yeah,
like,
at least.
At the least. At the very least. Like, at night when I'm really baked and there's deer everywhere.
Right.
Then that's,
or
like,
tired or
that's
something.
The lower end of the spectrum. But, you know, on a good day, like today, for instance, this is going to be used as evidence against me. I know it.
Awesome.
Okay. I was doing like 75, 80, 85. Yeah, like literally.
In your Subaru?
In my Subaru. Just floored, dude. Like, I was trying to get home so I could get back into town and fall before we had to do the show because it was so beautiful out.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So I'm just fucking tearing ass down this fucking road. And on my way up there, there's this, like, SUV thing in the other lane coming towards me.
Yeah.
And I'm just flying. And, like, I always glance over and it's habit. You know, I always, like, look at the person, try and make eye contact and see if I can, like, get their attention for a sec. I don't know. But, like, I did that. And the guy, like, threw his hands up in the air like he was getting a hip-hop audience going. Like, yeah, hip-hop.
Did he look like that kind of person?
No, he wasn't a black person. Oh,
no, but I mean, like,
what?
No, it could be like a G'd out white kid or
no,
something.
It was like an old guy.
Oh,
not
seriously?
Old, but, you know, mid-40s, midlife crisis.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, and so he's doing this shit like, slow down or throw your motherfucking hands in the air.
It's one of those.
When
two.
I say nig, you say nig. Oh, I'm taking a point before we even do some news.
Nice.
So anyway, that wasn't even the joke. Well, kind of. Okay, so I go up there, and I don't think nothing of it. I'm like, whatever, fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
So I go home, and I do whatever I had to do. I don't remember that now. And then I come back, and I'm doing like 75, 80, coming back, right? Again, to get back into town quickly.
Right.
And efficiently. I find my car operates at maximum efficiency around 75, 80, 85 miles per hour.
This is
an 87 Subaru, but it's only got like 75,000 miles on it because some old lady bought it and she took really good care of it.
Right, never drove it.
So it goes, you know, it's all right. And then, so I'm coming back and there's this another SUV coming towards me again on the straightaway. You know, I bust ass through the S-curves.
Yeah.
I can keep that car at around like 58 around the S-curves. And I always roll down my window and like lean my head out so I can hear if the tires are going. You know, it's like, all right.
Yeah, all right.
So I'm coming back into town. This lady goes up. And this lady does the same fucking thing.
Whoa.
She fucking throws her hands up in the air and like this and shit. Like, I thought
too bad
maybe
no
she
one
was,
knows what you're doing.
I no, I thought maybe she was trying to tell me there was a cop. Like, hey, you might want to slow down.
Again?
There's a cop. Not, hey, slow down because it's 35. If you go, I timed this once. I went 35 miles an hour from the beginning of the road to my house. It takes like a good 25 minutes
wow.
to 30 minutes to fucking get there.
And that's after like the 20 minutes
yeah,
to get to that, that road.
Yeah, so fuck that shit, dude. I'm going highway speeds on this motherfucker.
Right.
That's, you know, fuck him. And yeah, so this lady does the same fucking thing, and I just like look at her and I throw up the two big thumbs up and shit. Just like as she's going by, I kind of follow her
that.
With them. Yeah, I do. Another good thing to do is like when someone turns in front of you,
right.
like point at them like they right. did something wrong.
It's like, no.
Oh,
bad.
God, they people hate it when you point at them like that.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. what the fuck, man?
But
what?
Yeah, so I don't know, like maybe this is like the slow down hand signal or something, but where
yeah.
is this something they're teaching like in driver's ed or what?
That'd be
did
funny.
You take driver's ed?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I did, but that was like 15 years ago. No, it was like 10 years ago. So I don't know. People are fucking stupid. And so I was thinking to myself, these people aren't that old. They were both in their, you know, mid-40s.
Yeah.
Midlife crisis age.
You'd think they'd be flooring it too then.
Yeah, you'd think. It's like, oh, I gotta hurry up and go home so I can blow my fucking brains out. God, I hate my life.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But then I get to thinking about, like, old people driving. And the old people are always the ones doing, like, 35 or 30
right.
on that road. And then you pass them, and then they, like, speed up a little bit to try and follow you and
yeah.
shit. It's like ever since people got fucking cell phones now, they can like just call while they're in their car. Like back in the day, you used to be able to just fucking do that shit, fucking give them the finger and like, you know, fuck with them and
right.
then make it somewhere before they had a chance to run home and do it.
Yeah,
and,
but now they can just call right
yeah.
as they're there. So.
And you know the whole reason of that?
What?
Those satellites in the air.
Yep.
Boom.
Fucking satellites.
Fucking satellites. So, yeah, it was a beautiful fucking day here in the Flathead Valley. And so I was out falfing, and I was there by myself falfing, but then,
you went by yourself?
Yeah, because you didn't want to falf because your arm hurt.
Well, and I was hanging out with Bree.
Who?
Bree.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So how's that going? Speaking of Bree.
Fine, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about that?
Not really.
No? Do you feel like it's changing you hanging around with her?
Wait, no.
No?
I'm still me.
Well, you're more happy you now, though. And
really?
I don't know how
That's
I
true.
Feel about that.
Really? You don't
yeah.
like that?
I don't like it. No, sir. I don't like
well,
it.
Well, too bad.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to... What about bros before hoes, man?
Hey, I'm still here.
Yeah. But you're like happy you here. You're like, I'm in love. Oh, you punk ass bitch.
I'll
so,
kill you.
Yeah, I'm falling by myself, and, like, James Moose is down there with a bunch of people and shit, and I see this girl, like, with this dude and a couple of kids at the playground, and I don't really think nothing of it.
Uh-huh.
I'd throw in. I get over there, and it ends up being this girl that one of our friends used to be like really good friends with and
okay.
shit, and I hadn't seen her in forever ago, so she's all talking to me and shit, and she's like nice, like, oh, how's it going? I'm like, good, how are you? And she's like, good. I'm like, oh, that's good, it's good. And then like all of a sudden she's like, just so you know, my baby already got hit in the head with a falf disc. And dude, it took everything I had in me. Oh my God, dude.
You would have laughed hysterically,
too. Oh, fuck me. It was so
funny,
though.
Did you,
like,
piss your pants?
Kind of. Like, I could feel my eyes starting to, like, pull out from my head from all the pressure I was holding back.
Yeah.
But, oh, God, just out of nowhere and shit. And she's like, just so you know. And she's like, I was pretty understanding, but if it happens again, I'm going to bring down the wrath of God. And I was like, holy shit, dude.
That's awesome.
This would be really fucking scary, except God doesn't exist, so it's okay, you know? And she was just so adamant. Like,
did you say
don't
that?
Fucking, no.
You should have.
No, because she had, it was just me by myself, her man was there, and you know how fucking people like that get?
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad if you had a couple
more
people.
Yeah, you know, and like, James and everyone was down at the other end of the field and shit. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, so I'll, instead of throwing to hole three right across the playground, I just, like, go to nine and shit. Like, I just want to get as far away from them as I can because I need to release this laughter. her kid, dude, a falf disc. If you guys falf, you will know that, like, even just catching a falf disc will, like, break
man.
Bones.
I did that
hand.
Once, and then you did it that one
Heron
day.
Park,
at Heron,
and
yeah,
dude, that fucking,
you were like,
holy
oh.
shit, my hand stung for, like, the rest of the day.
Yeah,
so
it's bad.
Taking that and, like, a little kid's head,
especially
just
a baby.
Where, yeah. Oh my god!
A baby's
dude.
Head's pretty soft. Too.
Yeah. So I get up there and I catch up with Moose and all those guys and I start playing with them and we get a little further away from him. And I ask him, I'm like, dude, did one of you guys hit that lady's kid? And Moose fucking looks at me and is like, yeah, dude, that was us. And it was this
That's
Chinese
awesome.
Kid that hangs out with them. Tyler or something. I don't fucking know. Oh. But he did it. He was the one that did it.
That's
and,
so awesome.
Yeah. So we play and shit. And
I haven't seen him there for a while.
Yeah. I saw him there today. Oh. Yeah. So we get down the field. And I think the girl and the kids, like, they left. No one was in the playground and shit.
Right.
So I start asking, like, questions about him. I'm like, dude, how bad would you have felt if you would have hit that kid and it would have died and shit? Like, oh my god, wow. Dude, that would have been so funny. Just making jokes and shit. And, like, I go around the fucking bathroom to get my disc because I threw it way in back of there. And there they are, like, just standing there talking with these other two people. I was like, oh shit, dude, they totally fucking hurt us. Like, just laughing about killing their babies. Shit like that. I was like, oh my god, dude.
Did they say anything?
No, nothing. But it was like, you could feel the tension.
Were they
there.
Staring
yeah.
at you?
No, they just, like, as soon as I went back there, they stopped talking, like, completely.
Wow, they're like, yeah. Oh, he's
like,
there.
Oh, shh, guys, he's there. Yeah. Right there. Okay, shh.
Like, if they would have walked on you guys talking, that's what you would have done.
Yeah, exactly. But then, right after that, I aced hole 12. Hole in one. All
right.
Fucking A.
So it was an okay
So,
day.
Yeah, it was okay. Not a problem. So, I was checking out Podcast Alley, and it appears that we are number 18 in comedy.
Yep.
Which is above Uncast, yes?
Yeah.
And
Brian is in you.
Above Brian is in you. Ooh, yeah. Did you hear that, Brian?
Oh.
We are all up in that shit, son.
We're more
and,
in you than you are.
Yeah, this is true. Matt is in you, son. In your jam hole. And we are 65 overall.
That's pretty cool, too.
Pretty fucking good. For something we're
like,
making here, you know,
and
not
there's
bad.
Tons of them on there, so.
Yeah.
We're ahead
tons.
Of a lot of them.
I'll take that. So, yeah, if you guys haven't already this month, go to our show notes and click the link to vote for us on Podcast Alley. We appreciate it lots. You got anything else before we de-snooze?
No, I don't think
no?
so.
All right. Well, let's de-snooze.
De-snooze.
Let's fucking de-snooze. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, my gosh.
I was trying to switch it up. Get out of my head. I don't like that.
I can read your mind.
It's because you were looking at me and you saw my eyes like turned to little rocks and then you were like, oh, it's going for rock. Dude,
I can just see you thinking it.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, this is another story from guess where.
Could it possibly be our most fucked up state, Florida?
Yep.
Woo!
This one cool. is called Naked Tickler Gets 25 Years in Prison. That sounds pretty weird.
Boy, what kind of...
What do you think they mean, Naked Tickler?
Naked Tickler. I'm going to have to say...
he gets 25 years
I'm
for whatever it is.
25 years, Naked Tickler. I'm thinking this guy goes around with a feather naked and tickles children at playgrounds.
Really? Okay.
That's what I'm going for.
Well, let's see what it says.
What do you think? You already know, didn't
I know.
You cheated.
Well, I had to
the
see
rules
if I wanted
of this
to do
game,
this.
I don't know. Hey.
Hey, you know the beginnings of yours.
I don't know if you may or may not know this or not.
What?
Or you may not.
Well, just
the rules to the game here.
Okay.
We do not read the whole article.
I didn't.
Look at me. Are you lying to me?
No.
Would you lie to me?
No.
Ever?
No.
Okay. Because if you ever do, I will Facebook you.
You want to do that anyway.
Kind of. Oh, hey, before, should I ask my
fucking
question
go.
To Dirtface?
Just do it.
Should I do it now?
Yeah, just, you know, right
we'll
before
save it for
I'm
the
gonna
end
do
the
a
show.
Story.
We'll save it for the end
no,
of the
do
show.
It right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry, no.
Just do it
Read
now.
Read your story.
No,
Naked Tickler.
You said you were...
Okay.
You already interrupted me. You might as well fucking say what you're going to say.
Wow. Dirtface, we were just curious if you were gay. That's all. I was just wondering.
That's it.
Because
yeah.
If it is, it's cool, man. There's lots of gay podcasters out there. If you know what I mean. So yeah, let us know. Email info@thejamhole.com. In the subject line.
Send us some hate mail.
Yes or no, I am or am not gay.
Yeah, something.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Because if you listen to his show.
Are you serious, dude?
There's a few things in there he says, or the way he says them, that it could go either way. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, sorry.
Did you listen to the new Sick and Wrong yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow, you got it.
Is it
so
good?
Funny.
Is it?
Yeah, they some fan sends in this clip he made of Lance, all of Lance's gay comments.
Again?
Yeah, and he mixes it to, like, the jam this thing, like TDO did. It's
really?
The same kind of thing.
Holy
but it's
shit.
Just gay things.
I told you.
It's so funny.
See, Dirtface? You can
so
hook
gay.
Up with Lance
yeah.
from Sick and Wrong.
Right.
Man, see, we are just matchmakers.
We are
tonight.
Matchmakers.
Fuck
yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Naked Tickler. Speaking of yeah. matchmaking.
Speaking of matchmaking,
there,
this
I
guy here.
We finally segued it. Go.
Okay. A 50-year-old man who police dubbed the Naked Tickler for terrorizing women for years by sneaking into their homes and tickling them was sentenced to 25 years in prison.
Right. The description of him is big, red, and furry, and he goes.
Wow. Wow, okay.
That's my Elmo joke.
No, I didn't even...
me Elmo!
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Oh, that's how I lure them in.
Wow. Speaking of pedophilia...
When are we not?
Yeah, good point.
But it.
Police said that Thomas Blaisom would leave bodily fluids at the homes of women in New Samima Beach area while they slept.
Continue.
In one case, Blaisom recorded himself urinating into a jug of
Holy
milk
shit,
inside
dude.
A victim's home. Investigators said.
Sorry, that's what? New Smyrna. Florida. That's where I was. That's one
Seriously?
Of the beaches, New Smyrna Beach. That's where we surfed at and shit when I got kicked out of Full
That's
Sail.
Cool.
That's fucking nuts.
Is it really that nuts?
Well, no,
that
I guess it
there?
Is Florida.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's not that big of a deal.
That's true.
Okay. Is that
I'm
it?
Done.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Blaisom was initially arrested in October and confessed into breaking into homes and videotaping victims while they slept.
Ooh.
Ooh. A police dog tracked Blaisom's. Sent to that's cool. A dog tracked Blaisom sent to a sport utility vehicle parked near the 700 block of East 2nd Street after a woman said she was fondled in her sleep. That's so awesome.
Holy shit.
Look at this guy. He totally looks like he'd just go
oh
to people
God.
Sleeping and just grab their tits or
what
whatever.
Blows me away is how quickly and covertly Lance can get from Frisco to Florida.
Yeah, how does he get there so quick?
Do
and
that
just get
shit
back?
And then get back. That blows me
Well,
away.
I mean, they don't do episodes that often.
Do you think Lance is a jumper? Mm?
I don't know. I sure hope not.
Call me crazy, but I think maybe.
I think we'd be on like the top five people he'd go jump and kill.
I don't think so.
You don't think
I don't
so?
Think so. If anyone's a fan of Sick and Wrong, let them know that we're talking about them just
yeah.
so he can retaliate. Because this is really getting boring with us just
yeah.
making
well,
fun
I mean,
of everybody.
We do like your show, but still.
Yeah, come on. Have a little fun. Yeah. Come on, guy.
Come on, guy.
I'm done.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I felt something on my leg and thought it was my cat, and I looked up, and it was this naked
It
guy.
Was a penis.
Oh! Combs said after Holy the latest shit. Attack, and he ran again. So he just ran away after
so
she woke
the guy
up.
Just sneaks in while they're sleeping and, like, grabs their titties. And then leaves.
Yeah, if they wake up, he just runs away.
Wow.
Or, like, I don't know, he left some
Could
shit.
Could you imagine
there.
Waking up to that face
no,
with his arms, like, grabbing, like, jacking you off
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, or just jacking himself off while he's just looking at you.
You wake up and his dick's in your mouth and you're like,
Holy shit.
shit. What would you do? Would you finish?
I wouldn't even start.
You wouldn't finish the last time either. We did this kind of story where the lady walked in and the guy was jacking off on her.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Nothing.
I have no idea.
My dreams.
You quit daydreaming.
Holy shit,
you're telling
speaking
me
of dreams, Keith from Keith and the Girl talked about like this shit when he's dreaming and stuff. He doesn't have like normal dreams. If he realizes he's dreaming, he goes around and like rapes and murders people.
Seriously?
You gotta listen to the episode.
I wish
it's
I could
so
do that.
Fucking funny. Well, I don't know. That kind of got me thinking, like, man, next time I'm aware.
Because
it's pretty
I like
easy
that
to, like,
sometimes.
Realize you're dreaming usually. Yeah. Or I can't, I don't know.
I haven't. I realize
right.
I'm dreaming all
so
the time.
So once you snap into that lucid area, you could. I'm totally going to start murdering people. Murdering and
raping them.
And
whatever.
This right here is where I'm going to fuck your mom.
Seriously?
So if I do it in the dream, that
counts. That doesn't count.
Bullshit, that
it does
doesn't
not.
Count. You've seen Vanilla Sky. That shit is real,
that's
son.
That's a fucking movie.
Hey, when we're both cats.
Okay. Well, right. when that happens, I'll give you full privileges to do whatever.
All right. You heard it here first.
Thank and you. When everyone else is cats too, they'll be like, "Ha ha!"
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah.
Oh god. Continue.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, earlier Blayson pleaded guilty to burglary and possession of narcotics.
Oh, okay. So he's like a druggie. His life's pretty much done.
Yeah,
he's in his prime of fucking not doing anything. That's the problem. I think these motherfuckers have too much free time on their hands
because
they
can't.
They don't work.
Or
their bodies are fucking broken, so they're like, "What can I do?" And then they fucking start.
Oh, and they're old and they don't care about anything, so they just
do
whatever they want.
Nothing to lose, right?
It's like fuck. I either get arrested or I die or something.
Yeah.
One.
But do you think that if your life was just nothing like that, maybe going to jail and having... Whoa.
Awesome, dude.
Sorry, guys. They probably didn't even hear it. But, like, actually having things to do, like structure and shit. Like, in that serial killer book, they talk about how certain people, like, if they have structure and shit, they don't have those tendencies.
Yeah, so they're really good in military.
Right, or military. That's... fucking crazy. Well, so putting yourself not in the position of the woman getting jacked off on, going into women's places while they're asleep and tickling them, yes or no?
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
As long as it's in our most fucked
why
up
the
state.
Fuck not? You people can have your dogs take nasty, rancid dumps on our golf courses. We're gonna sneak into your houses and beat off on your faces. Fucking fair to me. So, I got a little local snooze here, since Sean's not here.
Yeah. He'd usually do it.
Yeah, we would let him do the local snooze. But, this is something big happening where we live. Ba-ba-ba-boom. Jury convicts woman in fatal crash. A sports car rear-ended a pickup truck at high speed, killing one and injuring two. Did you hear about this when it actually happened?
Yeah, a little while ago.
Yeah, okay. So... a day and a half after they began deliberations, a jury found a Kalispell woman guilty of causing a fatal accident on U.S. Highway 93 near Happy Valley in July of 06. Stephanie Schauf, 27, had pleaded not guilty in May 2007 to three felony charges. Three.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Vehicular homicide while under the influence.
Nice, double whammy.
Negligent homicide. For the first count and guilt of...
What? What?
Fuck me. I totally just lost my... I had to look to where the
seriously?
Bell was. I'm
seriously?
I'm an idiot.
Wow.
I suck. God damn it. okay. I'm going to do that again. Ready?
Ready.
Here, you ding the bell. Ready?
Fuck.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Vehicular homicide while under the influence...
and
negligent vehicular assault
and
criminal endangerment. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow, that was not as cool as it sounded in my head.
It wasn't very cool at all.
On April 2nd, the eighth day of her trial, the jury of six men and six bitches found women.
Oh, there was dogs in there?
No. maybe. six men, six women found Schauf guilty of a lesser charge, negligent homicide, for the first count and guilty as charged for the other two counts. So she was just wasted drunk when this happened, and it actually it gets into like what happened.
The one
here.
That caused the wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she faces up to 40 years in prison altogether, but right now she's free on bond. We should find her and interview her.
Should we?
Be like, how does it feel to having killed somebody? Because that is brutal.
Yeah, because I kind of want to
know
what
that feels somebody.
Like.
I got a little list, but hey, who doesn't? Yeah. Right.
I don't think everyone has one.
Okay. Santa does.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Chef's blue Mazda Miata rammed into the rear of a Dodge pickup truck on July 1st, 06 at about 1:30 a.m., causing both vehicles to leave the highway at high speeds.
Ooh.
Like when you're, I don't know, driving and smoking weed.
What
high
are you
speeds. I got none.
Oh,
that was
lame. Hey.
Boo.
Hey.
Boo.
Hey.
Boo.
That was like the lamest thing you've ever said.
Ever?
Ever.
That's right. Call Guinness, guys. The lamest thing ever said on the jam hole. Thank you. I'm glad it could have been me and not you, because I would have reamed your fucking ass. I'm allowed. Let's see. They both left the highway at high speed. Schaff's sports car hit a tree and caught fire.
Nice.
Fire. Brett Adams of Kalispell was ejected from the pickup and died later of brain injuries. Christopher Gray of
That will
Big-
kill people.
That will happen. Christopher Gray of Big Fork, who was driving the truck, suffered broken bones and a punctured lung. Savannah Hill's injuries were minor, and she was able to speak to an officer at the scene. Footage from a video camera mounted in Highway Patrol Martin Schrock's patrol car captured Schaff's combative behavior immediately following the accident. So this bitch, like, rams this truck, swerving around and shit, and then, like, the cops get there, and she's like, what the fuck? What the fuck are you doing? Dude, starts throwing punches and
That's
shit.
That's so awesome.
That is the...
Well, she's drunk.
That is the atypical, or the typical, Flathead Valley female. That's my age. You see why I...
Where do you think in the Flathead Valley she lives?
Probably in the ghetto down in Evergreen in a fucking trailer, Meadow Manor trailer court. That's where all the fucking whores live, isn't it?
Yeah, but that car's too nice for that.
Well, it just says a sports car. It was
well,
probably
it's a
like
a Miata. It's
oh,
a,
well,
that's not
really.
That's better
that's
than...
That's like a Mario Kart, dude.
Yeah, but that's way better than trailer parkour could have, unless
right.
it's a really shitty car.
Yeah, I'm sure. Those things suck.
They're not that bad.
Okay. Schrock reported that Schaff was, quote, very uncooperative with the ambulance personnel, punching them, and was, quote, very profane and combative when he approached her.
Oh, sound that one out.
Combative.
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 You sound like a robot.
Noun. To combat. Fuck off. At least I do hard words. You would have been like, combative.
That's not a hard word at all.
Okay. Schaff refused to take a breathalyzer test at the scene. She also tried to kick out the doors after Schrock locked her inside his car. I would have locked her in the fucking trunk.
I wish I could have seen that.
I would have locked her in the trunk and then got in the car and like threw it in reverse and just like cranked the wheel all the way and just fucking floored it. And,
that'd
like,
be awesome.
Went, oh my god, dude. And then I would have like went home and just left her there in the trunk. That's what you get, bitch. Schrock said he could smell alcohol on Schaff's breath. Sexy.
Yeah, that's hot.
God, I cannot resist a woman that just reeks like fucking isopropyl alcohol. That's what that shit always smells like to me. It's just disgusting. It could be like the most beautifulest fucking woman, girl, whatever. If it stinks like that, forget it.
If you made out with her, would you
throw
up in her
Oh, I would
mouth?
Throw up in both of our mouths at the same time.
Well, you kind
of
throw up in your mouth first.
Yeah, but if her tongue's in my mouth, then...
It's kind of even.
Oh, man.
It's kind of...
Have you ever had your mouth thrown up in?
No.
Could you imagine what that would be like?
I hope that never happens
Do you
want to
try it right now?
I'm not with you. Because
I would throw up all over you. Wow. How pissed would you be? Would you still do the show with me if I did that?
Probably not.
Really?
I don't know.
That would be it. That would be your fucking boiling point. We could talk about
I wouldn't stop, but I'd have to get you back.
Ooh. Really? What yeah. would you do?
I don't know yet.
What is the proper retaliation to
just
getting
anything
someone...
anything that would really suck to happen to you.
To me?
Yeah.
Because that would suck for me, too, though. Because I would have to throw up, and that sucks.
Yeah, but I'm the one getting thrown up on. That's
right.
worse.
But it's my throw up.
Well, so it doesn't bug you as much as it would bug me.
Okay. And back to the
story. I don't want your throw up on my leg.
No?
No.
Would you throw up in a girl's vagina and then fuck it?
No.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Just to see
gross.
What it's like.
I don't want to throw
up. Really?
No.
I would like put my mouth, I would like pull the vagina over my mouth so it sealed it, and then I would like blow out and just puke all in there.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
That's so fucked
like,
up.
It just, her stomach just goes poof. Oh, man. That is disgusting.
I wonder how what she would think right when you did that, like what she would do.
Probably like, ow, fuck! What the fuck? And then like followed by a swift kick to the face.
She'd like, yeah, yeah. cunt butt you right
either
in the
that
face.
Or she'd be like, oh, yes! Oh!
Maybe.
Maybe. Probably the first.
Probably the first.
Yeah. Most likely. Let's see. Shaw, he could smell alcohol on her breath, but his attorney or her attorney, George Best, argued in court that his client's unusual behavior was the result of a head injury, not alcohol. George Best, you are a fucking scumbag. You are the lowest of the low. To fucking lie like that, like, oh, it was because she had a head injury. And she's like, yeah, tell him that. Oh, I'm, like, retarded in the head. It's like, dude, you fucking drank knowingly,
right.
and then you drove knowingly, and by chance, you fucked up, and you killed some people.
That's no surprise
You should
here,
not
actually.
Be like, oh, it's because she got hurt, too. She got hurt because she was drunk and ran into somebody.
I bet
Retard.
You, I bet you the highest percentage of people that die from, like, not natural causes is from drunk drivers.
Probably.
Or
and that's
drunk,
cool.
Or drunk drivers who
don't
just
get
crash.
Me wrong. That's cool.
Yeah.
Thin out. I mean, fuck, dude. The more people that drink and drive and get killed, the less dumb, drunk fucking assholes I got to deal with. So fucking do it.
Unless they run into you.
I'll dodge them, dude. I'm quick. I got reflexes like a Super Saiyan and a cat.
Really?
And probably Spider-Man. Yeah. I can sense that shit before it happens. Like, seriously. And then I'll just be like, over here. And that'll be it. And then they'll go kill some, like, family of 8 fucking Mormons or something. And I'll be like, yes.
Nice.
Yes.
And then we'll read about it.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, whoa, that was me, dude.
That was me.
Fucking A. Let's see. In his opening statement, this is the scumbag, he noted that Schauf had made the dean's list at the University of Montana, Missoula's pharmacy
Ooh.
School. You know... Any whore can make the dean's list. Fucking insert cock into mouth and then remove
right?
cock from mouth and repeat. That's all you do. And it's like, oh, you're a pretty good little cocksucker. Check dean's list. And that's all. So I don't know why he's bragging about that. Especially in Montana. I mean,
yeah,
really,
it's like,
dude.
Oh, boy.
This
wow.
isn't fucking
really? Amazing.
Stanford or whatever, dude. This
it's
is
nothing.
MSU. Go fucking what? Bears, Grizz,
I don't
even
know.
Fucking know. Who gives
it doesn't
a fuck?
Matter.
Who gives a fuck? Let's see. Schauf was working at the Pollo Grill in Whitefish the night of the accident. Co-workers testified Schauf clocked out about 11 p.m. but didn't leave the restaurant until about 12:30. I wonder what she was doing between those hours. What do you think? Maybe drinking?
Maybe.
Consuming, perhaps?
Maybe.
Let's
or just
see.
Pouring it straight into her head.
Or into her pussy.
Yeah.
Just taking
I
shots up the
I wonder if you
could
get drunk
cunt.
From that.
You can if you do it up the ass,
That's
I hear.
That's true. Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah. You notice how I threw in the I hear? Like at the lab. Yeah. No.
You don't drink, though.
I know. I don't.
Only.
I don't drink.
You don't
I
drink.
Say
you
I
only
insert
it directly
take
into your anus.
Alcohol enema. I am wasted, dude. Wow. Let's see.
Hey, that way you don't have to taste it.
Exactly.
But you do have to smell it whenever you fart.
Oh, and that's just as bad.
Yeah.
Because you got to smell it.
Right.
You're like, man, I'm curious. Wow. Let's see. They said, her coworkers said she only consumed 2 7-ounce glasses of wine during that time. Like, that was totally just scripted. And they're like, here, say this. She only consumed 2 7-ounce glasses. Okay, miss, that's enough. You know, it's... That, how did they know exactly what she had? They're like, that's probably exactly what the legal limit is or something.
Maybe.
For their case. That is fucking ridiculous. Let's see. On the stand, Schaff said she cruised downtown Whitefish looking for a coworker, right, or some fucking crack. Before heading to Kalispell, she said she had no recollection of the accident, which is like the easiest way to get out of things. So what happened? I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people say, like, when they know they were busted doing something, like, really embarrassing or just really bad. They're like, so, we heard you had sex with your sister. Oh, really? I don't remember. I mean, what do you say to that?
No.
Yeah, you do?
I'd say no.
No, I mean, well, yeah.
I'd just say no.
Not, I don't remember. I'd be like, no, wasn't me.
Yeah, I'd be like, no.
Fuck that shit.
Because, you know, if you say you don't remember, it kind of implies a bit
it's like
that
you don't
do
remember, or yes, you did, and you're really embarrassed.
Yeah, or just say no. That's the best.
Yeah. Always deny. Let's see. A witness reported seeing Schaff speed past him near the U.S. 93 Highway 40 intersection around 1:30 a.m. and called 911 after discovering the accident. See, that's what I'm talking about. These motherfuckers.
Fucking cell phones.
I know. See? They're little fucking children. All you fucking adults have your little fucking cell phones. The second someone, like, maybe cuts in front of you because you're going really fucking slow, oh, you're like, oh, I got you. 911. Oh, hello. Hello, 911 emergency. Hey, somebody just cut in front of me. Because I'm old and I suck. Sir, that's not an emergency. Click. Oh, I fucking hate that shit so bad. It makes me want to, like, point and, like, have them pull over and then run up to them and grab their fucking cell phone and, like, smash it on the ground and then fucking douche, punch them right in the face and then speed off.
Nice.
But before I did that, I'd cover up my license plate.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I wonder how much longer it took an ambulance to get to a crash when no one had cell phones.
Right?
Like,
probably
out in the
while.
Middle of the highway, like,
oh, yeah,
93.
Dude.
Like,
you would probably
take
be,
forever.
You would probably be in a ditch for, like, a good couple hours until someone even saw
well,
you.
Well, it depends on if it's day
well,
or
I'm
night.
Saying if your car, like, skids and veers off the road and shit, and you're doing, like, 70 on the highway, if the car's not right there,
well, were these cars
you're
gone,
not going
like,
to see
in the ditch?
It. Well, let's see. But what I'm saying, you're not going to see it unless the car's right there. So people would drive by until someone happened to notice the skid marks. And then, you know, they'd have to go back and somewhere where there was a phone and then call for help, which is cool.
And if it's at night, then there's less people out and there's nowhere close that's open.
And then people dumb enough to get into fucking accidents like that die.
Yeah.
Oh, well, natural
fucking
selection.
Cell phones.
I know. It's all your fault, cell phones.
They're making people stupid
pissing
people
me
live.
Off is what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, too bad we both have cell phones.
Well, I mean, you kind of need them.
Yeah, you can.
But if someone does something like that, I'm like, oh, I call 911 on you. I'm
like
telling. Ooh, I saw that. I'm telling. No, dude.
Yeah, but if it's
be
a
an
wreck,
adult.
It's different.
Yeah. Oh, I would be so pissed if, like, someone saw me smoking a bowl and actually, like, called the cops and was like, oh, he's doing it. It's like, dude, I'm not fucking hurting anyone. I do this shit for a living, really.
Yeah.
It's not that fucking hard. People are stupid. That is my point. And once again, I'm ashamed. Let's see. This other guy, not the guy who called 911, but another guy also said the sports car nearly hit his Ford Ranger. It nearly hit my Ford Ranger as it passed me, and he wondered if the driver was drunk. He, like, thought to himself, I wonder if he's drunk.
Yeah, that's always the first thing I think when I see some retarded driver.
Yeah,
I
wonder if that
I
person's
drunk.
Yeah. Oh, nope, they're just the elderly.
It's one of those two.
Yep. Schrock transported Schaff to Kalispell Regional Medical Center. Center around 3 a.m., two nurses and a paramedic testified that she appeared to be intoxicated. The nurse said her vital signs were normal and that Schaff told staff she wasn't hurt. Another nurse drew blood, which later proved the blood alcohol level was 0.34, more than four times the legal limit, which means chulus, and you're a fucking liar. In October, the judge ruled that blood taken from her and video and audio recordings made shortly after the accident were admissible. That would be pretty fucked up if the judge was like, oh, no, you can't use those, and then they had no evidence.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Yeah,
this is proof.
Yeah, exactly. That would piss
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's like, this is proof. That it, how can
yeah.
you just turn
oh,
that
Oh, well,
away?
What they said, Schaff's attorneys during the trial questioned whether the blood work had followed the proper protocol.
Does that really matter?
Yeah. No, it should. I mean, it's seriously. Like, I have it. Here.
It's right here. It's yeah. fucking...
Well,
it's,
did you
yeah.
follow the proper protocol? Well, I stuck a fucking needle in the bitch's arm, and I pulled back the thing, and here it is. So, yeah. I mean, if I didn't, would I have the blood?
Yeah.
I mean, really, idiot. Fucking people, really. Let's see. The blood. During the trial, they said the protocol, the paramedic, however, said that although the emergency room was busy, that did not affect their ability to treat patients. Let's see. Additional, this is just a bunch
yeah,
of
let's move on.
Oh, a pair of skid marks at the scene could have been made by a vehicle with anti-lock brakes and overlapping block tread, such as the pickup truck. Oh God, who cares? Yeah, that's about
let's just call it.
Oh, Schaff was reportedly seen at a Fat Tuesday party in Kalispell carrying a bottle of schnapps. That's all. Good. I hope you rot in jail and some big butch
please,
dyke
please,
rapes your
please
fucking
do.
Asshole.
Please.
And
please.
Your vag hole. And your jam hole. Speaking of jam hole, this is episode 22.
Woo!
Woo! What do you got for us there?
I got train hits, man.
Oh, sorry.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Train hits, man, ping on track.
Oh, I got you.
Nope. I kept it in that
it
time.
It was close.
I kept it in that
it
time.
It was close.
It was almost, but yeah. I kept it in.
Okay. Well, okay. Just wait. A man was critically injured last night when a train hit him while he was urinating on the track at Penrose Station.
Wow. I like how in the headline they say peeing, but that in the actual article
urinating.
They're like, he was actually holding his genitalia and urinating through his urethra. actually, it's not his urethra. It's his urethra. Fucking nerds. Hate ya.
Police said the man, who was very drunk,
oh,
really?
Oh, geez.
suffered pelvic, leg, and back injuries and was in Auckland City Hospital.
Good.
Quote, it's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, said Senior Sergeant Junior Abram.
Whoa, that kind of goes back to the other quote they always say where it's like, oh, that was one of the most brutal things I've ever seen.
That was
seen.
The worst case.
This is like the other side.
Child abuse
like,
I've ever seen.
That was the most ridiculous, stupidest yeah. thing it's ever documented that a human being has ever done.
It
ever.
Doesn't say it's the dumbest. It's one of.
That's right up there with Eve eating the forbidden fruit, right. If you believe in that
yeah.
shit. Right.
That shit, exactly.
Those fairy tales.
Quote, I can think of better places to relieve myself.
Oh, no, these train tracks look fantastic.
He's drunk. He's stupid.
Wow. See?
It's like, oh, train tracks. I'll just
and
pee on
this
these.
Is yeah. why alcohol is legal and weed is not.
Yeah, right? Because
weed, you're, it's, oh, my God. Alcohol makes people fucking dumb and submissive, or it gets them wanting to fight. And we basically need war in our lives,
yeah.
apparently. We cannot function as a society without some kind of seriously conflict, you know, war.
On how many families alcoholism destroys, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And
then it's like on the holidays, they're all right. like, oh, we'll get together with the family and get
weed
wasted.
Weed never does that to families.
No,
though.
Not at all, dude. You would sit around and fucking get stoned and laugh at like a stupid fucking movie and like probably become the closest family ever.
Yeah.
And or you could, you know, get drunk and have sex with your sister and then your mom catches you.
Yeah,
and
you
then,
kill someone.
Yeah.
Go drunk driving.
Yeah, exactly.
Kill someone doing that.
Yep. 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 Wow. Amazing.
Amazing.
I know.
It's hard to believe.
Away.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do about it?
So we're going to talk about shit about it. The channel.
And keep fucking smoking.
Yeah.
Still smoking. What?
What?
Oh, I wanted to just... You know the Cottonmouth Kings?
Yeah.
And, like, Johnny Richter's always like, oh, outsmoking the planet. No one can outsmoke me.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to right now, episode 22
oh, you
of
to
the
look.
Jam Hole. Hey, shh. Episode 22 of the Jam Hole. I would like to challenge Johnny Richter to a fucking smoke off, because I know this is fact, son.
Yeah.
I could totally outsmoke that motherfucker.
Seriously?
No problem. I could outsmoke him like, oh, it wouldn't even be a thing, man. It ain't nothing but a G thing. So yeah, if anyone knows Johnny Richter, let him know.
Probably not.
I'm coming for him. That title is going to be mine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're taking it from him?
I'm taking it. And then we're going to move to Amsterdam and do the show from a houseboat on the canal.
Yeah.
And grow pot and mushrooms.
That's how I want to live.
Fucking hey, how cool would that be?
That would be really
that
cool.
Would be life.
Yeah.
Podcasting, right. Doing this show, fucking growing weed and shrooms for a smart shop and a head shop there.
Right, legally, no
legally.
Less.
Fucking whores, legally.
Right?
Yeah. Holy shit.
That would
and
be
living
amazing.
In a houseboat.
Yeah.
Because that
that'd
would just
fucking,
be fucking cool
be so
as
cool.
Fuck, dude.
That'd be cool to say our podcast.
There's
is
my dream.
Recorded
anybody,
in a houseboat.
I'm a dying child. If you work for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, that is my dream. So make this poor dying child's dream come true.
Yeah. I'm dying on the inside from all these idiots. I need to get away to somewhere
yes,
nice.
Exactly. Okay. That's all.
A witness said the man tried three times to get back onto the platform when he saw the train coming but could not make it.
Holy shit. And they,
that truck.
The people were just standing there watching.
Yeah, I guess.
That's awesome.
That
they would have been like,
neat.
Hey, Bill, come here and look at this. This guy's about to get waxed by a train. Oh, how fucking awesome. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much that for letting me know.
Yeah.
All right.
I should have said something funny.
Well, you want to get into truck... Oh, yeah, let's do this. So...
Wait, we forgot. So are you for or against drunk people peeing on train tracks and getting hit?
I am for it as long as when they're done peeing, they do get hit by the train.
Yeah,
if they survive, then no, I'm against it.
Really?
Fully. Yeah.
Well, at least they're fucked up. I mean, they got what they had coming at least.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm for it as long as they get hit by the train.
Yeah.
Right.
And hopefully
if there's no
die.
Train coming, then fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree.
So, I was thinking that, like, who would the best type of audience be for the Jam Hole to appeal to? Like, I was thinking truckers, because they spend the most time in it, because I kind of drive a truck, not like
yeah.
You know, semi-truck,
right.
But I fucking sit in a truck a long time, so I listen to a lot of different shows.
Mm-hmm.
Keith and a Girl, Story of You, Sick and
anyone
wrong,
whose job is to drive
right.
around
yeah.
all the time.
Exactly.
Much. Even like a
so,
pizza delivery person.
Yeah, well, yeah,
but
I was thinking semi-truckers
too.
Would
right.
be the best, and you know,
yeah,
most of those
awesome.
Motherfuckers are nasty, dirty,
perverts yeah,
for sure.
Like
they
us.
Would, yeah, exactly.
But old.
Minus the
yeah, and being old.
But yeah, so I was thinking that's the audience we need to appeal
right.
to. So,
well, like
what I
want to
do is
they
take
a bunch.
Provocative pictures of you.
No.
Okay. No, but what I really want to do is get a bunch of Jam Hole, the Jam Hole stickers made up, and
yeah.
then go drive around to like rest stops and shit like that, and put them all over the fucking
everywhere.
Place.
On
yeah.
the gas
yeah.
things,
every
on the store.
Every fucking where.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we would get a good trucker following if
yeah.
we did that. So yeah, once we get some stickers made out, we'll give them out to all
you
guys.
Hurry up
and you
do
guys,
that.
I know, I need to hurry up and get paid again.
Well,
this living paycheck to paycheck bullshit fucking sucks,
yeah.
dude. I need
pay
to
do this.
I need to get a bunch of fucking credit cards or something.
You'd
in,
be fucked
in someone
up.
Else's name, preferably.
Yeah. Well, you could
yeah.
steal some.
So, speaking of truckers.
Speaking of truckers.
Prosecutor says blood of an Indiana woman, others, and others in trucker's cab. That is the worst headline
see,
ever.
See, this could be one of our listeners.
I know. That's
about.
What. Yep. Exactly. This comes from Indianapolis. Blood from 10 different people was found last year inside the truck cab of a serial killing suspect, including the blood of an Indianapolis woman he has been charged with slaying. Fucking slaying. I love that word. It's slaying. Not like he was charged with homicide or
he
murder.
Didn't kill
it's
her.
Like,
he slayed
straight
her.
Up fucking slayed that bitch, yeah. Dude. He slayed her down to sleep.
Nice. Yes.
Thank you. Oh, boy. Bruce Mendenhall, 56, hopefully a jam hole listener, was charged Thursday with murder in the July 07 disappearance of Carmen Purpura, 31, of Indianapolis. Purpura's presumed death, her body hasn't been found. Dun, dun,
oh, you
dun.
Know what I just thought of?
Huh.
If we had a jam hole just phone line just for the show.
Right.
Like, before people did this, if they listened to our show, they'd totally call us in, like, right before they were
right,
going to go
and be
do
like,
something.
Guys, I'm getting ready to do it. I'm going to kill her this time.
Some
how
crystal
fucking
meth
weird
fucking
would that
truck
be?
Driver.
And
be
then,
funny.
Like, you hear the screams.
And then we play it on the show.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah,
I, that would
be awesome.
Our, that would be our new fucking intro right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we'd have a story to read about
fuck
it, too.
Yeah, dude.
It's so awesome.
Nice. Let's see. Her body hasn't been found. Dun, dun, dun. Is the fourth death with which Mendenhall has been charged. The trucker was charged last year with two killings in Tennessee and one in Alabama. Investigators have said he's a suspect in up to six other deaths in the U.S. Mendenhall has been in police custody since July 12th when he was arrested at a Tennessee truck stop after a detective investigating the death of a Tennessee woman saw blood in his tractor trailer. Ba-bum. He was at the fucking rest stop, like, getting some cab lizard
See, if we had
sex.
Some jam hole stickers there.
I know. Oh, dude, how cool would it be if, like, the news was there reporting and we could see, like, the jam
the
hole right there? Holy shit.
We're on the news.
That would be so badass, dude. I would piss my pants if I saw that
shit. I would record that.
Yes. Quote, yeah. The cab of the truck was literally awash. Excuse me. Literally. Awash in blood. DNA analysis of that shows that it's just not the blood of one victim, it's the blood of several victims. police said Mendenhall has denied killing Purpura.
Wasn't me. Wasn't me, man.
But claimed to know how she died, that she had been shot in the back of the head of a Flying J truck stop in Indianapolis and then left inside a vehicle parked at a nearby fast food restaurant. Boom. Shot to the head.
Probably a lot lizard.
Isn't that a Flying J's in Missoula?
Yeah.
We should cover that place.
Because that is like the biggest chain truck stop.
Yeah, here in the, well, I guess that's out of the valley. But yeah.
Yeah,
in
but they're
northwest,
everywhere.
Northwest
yeah.
Montana, I
a
guess.
A lot of truckers stop there.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Quote. It's almost
wow.
as if he
Are
wanted.
Are you serious?
Quote.
Come on.
Quote. It's almost as if he wanted to get caught and then play a game of I'm smarter than the police, Brizzy said. Brizzy said DNA tests link some of the blood from Mendenhall's truck cab to blood drawn from Purpura's parents. Investigators also found her cell phone, ATM card, and clothing she wore on the day she disappeared. I'd say that pretty much wraps it up for that case,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's his fault.
He's still like, oh, those are
what?
Mine?
That's not my... Someone must have left out there.
Yeah, someone snuck into my truck while I was getting a blowjob by this
stole
whore.
It.
That, oh, wow. some of the blood was from the other three women. Also found in the truck cab was a .22 caliber handgun.
Nice.
I got the deuce in the cab of my truck. Oh, yeah. These whores gonna get a cap busted in they ass. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. wow. A .22 handgun that he used in the killings. He also said the victims were shot after their heads were wrapped in plastic wrap and duct tape.
Seriously? You don't want the blood to go everywhere.
Exactly.
That's
yeah,
a good...
That's
he was thinking.
Note to self.
Yeah. Thanks for the tip.
Oh, man. let's see. According to police witnesses said they saw Purpura standing near Mendenhall's truck at the Flying J truck stop on the day she disappeared. Besides Purpura's death, Mendenhall also is charged in the slayings, the brutal seasons of the abyss slayings of Samantha Winters. Samantha spelled with a Y. That's
weird.
Fucking stupid.
It's fucking hip.
It's
That's
candy
cool.
with an I-E. Fucking, oh, God. sorry.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Just you people are fucking retards. Let's see, whose body was found shot and stuffed in a trash can where she belongs, June 6th at a truck stop in Lebanon. Sarah Nicole Huber, who's 25, was found shot to death in Nashville, and Lucille Lee Gretna Carter, 44, who was shot before her nude body was found by a trash bin. Fucking brutal.
Too lazy to even put it in the garbage. I'll just set it next to it. The dump truck will pick it up.
Mendenhall is being held at a Nashville jail. One of his attorneys said he had no comment on the latest charge. Boom.
Boom.
So, truck drivers, killing probably trailer trashy slutty whores. Yes or no?
Yes, as long as they call us in and tell us about it first.
Absolutely. I agree. So, you want to do one more each and then get out of here? It's Friday. We might as fucking well.
Yeah.
I know you ain't got nothing better to do but go try to have sex with your new girlfriend.
Yeah, that's totally
I'm kind of jealous that, like, you're having sex now with this girl and I'm not.
I'm not having sex with her yet.
Yet.
I don't know.
Yeah. Not, there goes that. That's all right. I'm still having sex. It's cool. Just not with her.
Yeah.
Or your mom. But in my dreams tonight.
Oh, that's going to be one nightmare.
Fuck yeah. Oh, God. It's going to be a nightmare on Elm Street on Friday the 13th.
Oh.
Wearing the ring.
Okay.
I could go on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
which
want me to?
Which story should I do?
Oh, let's see. Do that one for sure.
Okay. This one is officials find child pornography on 20,000 Virginia computers.
Let's hear it for Virginia! Woo! You fucking pervs. All right.
You have more on your computer than 20,000 Virginia computers, though.
Oh, how much is that, do you think?
I don't know. More than...
Not as much as you have. I see how I turned that from me to you.
I know, you have a lot more hard drive space than I do.
That's right, but I also have an extensive scat porn folder.
Yeah, that takes up the other half of your space.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
I haven't checked it in a while.
Well, you were having to back it up on DVD, so it must be getting pretty big.
Yeah. There's got to be an easier way.
There's got to be. Law enforcement officials working undercover were sent child pornography files from nearly 20,000 private computers in the state over a 30-month period, according to a report by an expert on the distribution of internet child porn. Nice, yeah.
So they have an expert
on
the distribution of internet child porn.
He's probably the one running it.
What kind of fucking job is that? They're like at a
fucking ultimate pedophile.
At a dinner party, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a doctor, so what do you do? Actually, I'm the expert on the distribution of internet child porn. You like have to do it.
It's like
oh
that's a real thing that you can be like
no shit
an expert on.
The student council.
I didn't know you could be an expert on that.
No shit, man. If the guidance counselor only would have been like, hey, so we have you can work in the food service industry or you could be an expert on the distribution of internet child.
Your choice, either or.
Either or, you know.
You we're know, not whatever you
we need
do.
Both positions filled.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Those computers accounted for 215,197 internet child pornography transactions between October 2005 and February.
Wow. Like, they just roll up to the ATM, and it's like, I'll take two little boys, a little girl, and a side order of an infant to go. Ketchup only.
Yeah.
Thank you.
According to a state report developed by Flint Waters, a special agent with the Wyoming Attorney General's Division of Criminal Investigation.
I bet he is a very special agent.
He is very special. this story's kind of boring.
So that was pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah, that's the gist of the story.
You know what? Most, like, all the pedos are going to read that and be like, oh, man, West Virginia's where it's at,
right?
Son.
That's where to go.
Fucking A. All right, well, let's see. Do I even... I don't know. Let's... you know what? Should we just get out of here?
Sure.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. We're on dig.com now, and we're also... Podcast Alley, like I said before, we are, you know, we're up there, but we could be up there more.
Right, but we're at a pretty good spot for 22 episodes.
Yeah, that definitely not bad. We're definitely doing a lot better than other podcasts.
Yes,
out there.
Other podcasts.
I'm not going to say. That's fine. Yeah, so vote for us on Podcast Alley, dig us on dig.com. But to get there, like I said, for both of them, you got to go to our site, click on the, you know, link there, because you can't search for us for some gay
reason.
If
you can just go to Podcast Alley and just go to the comedy. And we're
we're in there,
comedy.
So do it that way. Yeah, if you guys ever have anything to say, email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our website. Subscribe with iTunes. Click on the show notes. Leave us a comment. Or you can myspace.com/thejamhole podcast.
That it?
That's it.
Jamming.
Through the way I'm gonna drop it here live on the mic.